Thank you, Yvette, for your words. As the last participant, we have Rodrigo Gomez Cardoso. He's a surgeon from La Salle University, La Salle, in ecology and obstetrics. Yeah, ecology and obstetrics. So the title of his talk is Medicine is Sick. Perhaps she said gynecology and obstetrics and not ecology? We'll find out. Although I guess we know all sorts of combinations these days. Good afternoon. Thanks for the invitation. I'm glad to be here. Like a lot of things, it's a contradiction that I'm speaking of these things, and I'm with one of the most wealthy hospitals. But it's very easy to associate medicine with capital. And this is an error because we are people from all over. I've worked in a lot of hospitals, and I've seen good and bad things. Not everything is black and white. This is another contradiction. Capitalism and the wall affect everyone. They affect medicine. As well as other sciences. But medicine is very different because human life is in the middle. It can't be divided by walls. We can't separate. To do quality science, we can't separate humanism. In 1994, I said humanism. Boy. I ask, what is science? It's the systematic response to the question that asks why things are the way they are. It's the reason for the reason. Don't trust the thought that calls itself science. We can't separate humanism from quality science. Medicine is sick, we think so. Medicine involves health, and we doctors are also somewhat sick. We can't speak of medicine without. He's talking very fast, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, there are different types of doctors and patients and medical systems, but it's very much affected by the capitalist wall and the Hydra. Unfortunately, we think that we have one of the worst health systems, but it's very poorly administrated. It's very poorly designed. All these names of programs that imply prosperity, but have they prospered in anything? This can be a state strategy.
Suena familiar, lo han escuchado, que no haya dinero para hacer estudios en ninguna institución.
it's often said that we don't have the equipment to do the necessary study. Why not? Where is the money going that's being invested supposedly in health? In gynecology, yes. We understand that maternal death is, it's very high, one of the highest of the world. And we can see the areas in red. This is from last year, and we can see that Chiapas is among the reddest, the highest level of maternal death. This is a disgrace that the women are dying this way. We can't divide medicine from capital. We're comparing a patient from the highlands of Chiapas and Mexico City, the same age, first pregnancy. The only significant difference between these two people is that one was helped by a midwife and the other went to a private hospital. But both went to a hospital because of preeclampsia of the uterus. And these were, both of them were in very dire state. But the first one, both children and the mother are alive, but the other one that went to one of the wealthiest hospitals, the mother died the next day. Regarding doctors, studies done in other areas, other countries are not always relevant to our context. The government was announcing that they were developing, opening hospitals all over, but that hasn't happened. Private medicine in Mexico is, we think it's excellent, but it's very expensive. And very few people have access to these hospitals. Maybe 1% of the population. Even just getting into the hospital, you need 20,000 pesos. Very high cost. And if you have the money, you get in, and if not, you wait and wait. The social security system here conditions the doctors . There was a situation of a woman who came into the hospital with complex pregnancy. And because of her insurance, she wasn't charged anything. She went to a private hospital. Why didn't she go to a public hospital? Here's a cartoon about why a lot of people don't go to public hospital. Does life have a cost? It seems like it does. Sometimes there are long waits, and sometimes the doctor says they don't have anything when they know they do. Talking about analgesics, which have very high secondary effects. A certain medicine is being sold widely. But we also are partly to blame. In the hospital where the laboratories are, the drug companies give away a lot of gifts, and the doctors receive them to promote their drugs. The big food businesses want to convince us to push their products on pregnant women. Like after the earthquake, the representative of the equivalent of Wonder Bread, they were trying to push that their Wonder Bread had all the nutrients necessary for their baby, especially after the earthquake. And maybe they just should have used it as a shock absorber. Some hospitals some people are making decisions that don't know about medicine. In one hospital, all of the obstetric staff left. I guess because they didn't have financing anymore, and then so they weren't attending the people. Medicine is poorly paid, despite what a lot of people think. But a lot of people go into medicine because they think they're going to get rich. And the doctors ask how much they'll be paid for different operations, especially plastic surgery, I think. I don't know what we're doing wrong. Once a doctor I asked a doctor why she studied to be a doctor, and said, because I look good in white. A lot of people study medicine for the wrong reasons, because they think they'll make money. But what about poor areas of the country? Do you remember this doctor with asthma that worked in rural areas? And the doctor is the enemy of the doctor. We try to train doctors with consciousness of what they are, what they represent, but it's difficult. And it's difficult to become a specialist. There are a lot of walls to hurdles.
Yo entré a la especialidad en 2007 y había
I began to practice in this specialty in 2007, and there were many more people trained than there were positions. So what we do is we work in these little Quick Mart type pharmacies where we give consultations very cheaply, but with the goal of selling medicine from that pharmacy. The patients aren't to blame. We are to blame. Have you asked about robotics to do surgery? So a patient came and was saying that she wanted a robot to operate on her, but we explained that the robot is just an assistant. And she said, no, I want the robot to operate. So people want to be operated by robots. Robot to operate on you? We have a robotic system. Which has a lot of advantages. But it's not everything, I guess. So some of us choose to be independent, if not autonomous. We work to with institutions that are not dependent on the state, but we always dependent. We need to not have goals to accomplish, like what is demanded of us. There's a certain disease that needs 7 years for a diagnosis. And there's an association created by people with this disease, including psychological support. It's a nonprofit of trying to prevent women from suffering. And there's also an international association to inform women of how to treat their illness, because the treatment currently is not being provided. There's a program called Choose Wisely, and it answers the questions about whether they need surgery or not, what medications. It's like a mediator between the patient and the doctor. Most of the, we've heard say that most people are manipulated by capitalism, but this association, we try to change this. The FBI, FDA, I'm sorry, which regulates drugs in the U.S., recently saw that a tool used in surgery caused problems. And they said it couldn't be used. Oh, it stopped being used, even here in Mexico in many places. So we have been doing studies, non-conditioned studies, and we came to the conclusion that no, but the FDA, we think, had an economic interest that they were being supported by another company that wanted their product to be sold. We think there's another option, not just to be dependent on the state and the large pharmaceutical companies. We have to work together to change the sick medicine. The doctor is one who teaches, not who earns the most. The body is purified by knowledge. Doctor, cure yourself. The best way to heal yourself is, I didn't get it all. I'm sorry, this was very, he spoke very quickly and it was just pretty hard to get most of it.